We want to thank you for the offering. The Lord bless you. We do desire your prayers. Good to be back and see these good brethren, meet with them. And again, wonderful. I don't know a better place to go than God's house. So wonderful. Amen. All right, in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, 8th verse. When the Most High divided the nations and their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of their people, the people, according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and a waste howling wilderness. He led him about, he instructed him, and he kept him as the apple of his eye, and as the eagle that stirreth up her nest and flitteth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings and taketh them, bearing them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him to ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat of the increase of the fields, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flint rock, and butter of kind with the milk of sheep, with the fat of lambs, and the rams and the breed of Bashan. Then down in the 21st chapter, we read again, 21st verse, I mean, of the 32nd chapter. And they have moved me to jealousy, with which is not God. They provoke me to anger with their vanities, and I'll move them into jealousy with those which are not a people. I'll provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn in the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. Dear Lord Jesus, righteous God, tonight we come to you as dust and ashes. Lord, as feeble and insignificant, O God, we come.
My brother.
Great Lord, we come before you, realizing you're greater than we've ever imagined. Oh, righteous God, we look at you, we study God, and we see his past finding out. And it's wonderful, Lord, to be saved and have old-time religion. Oh, God, in the day that we're living in, when men are wrestling, Lord, against problems, and Lord, they're under pressure, and there's so many things, and the day is dark. The voice of the day is bad and cruel. Oh, God, we ask you, tonight, some way or another, encourage, lift up, and refresh in your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you'd let me, I'd like to take a text like this. The most wonderful news that ever was given. And the saddest story that's ever told. The most wonderful news that a person could ever hear. Amen. Now, I'll tell you something. There's more to preaching than I ever thought there was. And the responsibility, I thought, well, I always know that the Bible was the truth. And I know God was a great God. I understood that. I understood that God was a great God. But having served God better than 50 years, and we learn more about him. And it seems like the more we learn, looks like the less we know. Amen. Well, sometimes I know a lot of people gets out, they feel like, and they've sized God up, and they understand, they feel like, well, He's so great, you know. The Bible said, past finding out. Well, that's a little bit large, isn't it? Amen. And even when you're born again, God don't do a halfway work and just kind of, you know, maybe so, maybe not. That ain't it. The price of redemption is absolutely real. And when you're saved, it's real. Just as real as anything in the world. When you take a bad man as being in sin, brother, amen, and nothing good about him, and then get him converted and he's as humble as a lamb, praise God, you couldn't harm to sin. Don't tell me there ain't something done. There certainly is. There's a change brought about. But when I think about they long, now, it don't take you long to get, I lived all these years to get to be 80 years old. And first time I was ever 80, last month. Amen. But it ain't been long since I was a little old boy.
No,
sir. And it's ticked off awful quick.
Yes, sir.
Time is fleeting. Generations, they say this is the 100th generation. I don't know. But I know there have been a lot of them. Amen. But we're the last one. And this generation will pass away. It'll go just like all the rest of them did. But I'm talking about that life, mister, that never does. Never ceases. Timeless and endless and measureless. Praise God, be on and on and on, leaping ages. Amen. Well, when you go to measure something long out there, get you a long yardstick, because you've got a lot of work to do. Praise God. And they tell me, now excuse me, I'm just trying to preach some here. They tell me that Google is about the biggest number. That's 1 and 100 zeros.
That's a good one.
Well, glory to God. You put on out there, God's educated. He don't have to go no more schooling. God's already got it. Amen. And you put a row of figures from here across the ocean. And God knows all about it. He can tell you every bit of it. Amen.
Right.
Whether you understood it or not. Praise God. All right. And you get ages on ages. Get 100 trillion Googles. Glory to God. Ages. And after a while, time has leaped on. Leaped over top and it's behind you. Glory to God. God's. Now don't run off and leave me. God's as young now as he ever was as far as existence is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for us to believe that. We're humans.
Mm-hmm.
Our people's getting old. And a lot of you have been here a long time. Your hair tells me so.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, that, and we're going to live. We've got a soul.
Oh, yeah.
There's something about us, not just for a small a bit of time and whatever, but it's eternity.
Yes,
and if you could see that tonight, if you could see it like it is,
yes.
Suppose the door would open. Suppose they'd say, here's the line. In a moment, you'll be on the eternal side. You've left time behind you. It's all eternity in front of you. Well, that's going to come. That's going to come as sure as you're living, as sure as you're a foot high. That's going to come. I like what a man said about it. He said that Jesus Christ lived to be 33 years old, and he said he'd have a body like the body of Jesus Christ. And he said he'd be 33 years old all eternity. Well, that ain't too old. Praise God. Well, it's immortality, whether it's 33 or 21 or 16. Glory to God to live forever. Hallelujah. Never, never cease to be blessed or lost. Great God. Well, when I considered I'm a serving God Almighty, and after all, they tell me God's pretty wise. They say that He knows my downsetting, my present. Amen. And knows your thoughts of Pharaoh.
Knows.
Hallelujah.
Knows.
He made this little machine. He knows what you're going to do.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. Well, I've decided the best thing to do is just get as good religion as there is.
That's right.
Just get washed white as snow.
Get it.
Hallelujah.
Get it.
Amen.
Get it.
Well, now, I preach old time wholeness stout.
Surely.
I preach it really stout. And stout again. I preach it so stout. And knock the devil blind. Hallelujah. Now you take a man that's lost. I don't care if he's not crossed the deadline.
If he's not.
If he's been in crime and in sin and the devil's put him in the mud and he's branded with everything that's evil except he's not crossed the deadline. Hold on now, I'm going to say something. Amen. He comes to God and gets saved. Jesus Christ bore. He bore. He paid for it. They beat him. They scourged him. They crowned him with thorns. He bled. He suffered. He paid the awful price, mister. Hallelujah. And that bad man or woman is as innocent as a baby when they get born again.
That's
right, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Just as a baby.
Ain't that right?
That's
great.
Right.
God,
right.
Take that worse. Woo! Glory to God, so crooked and he shattered, make figure eights. Me, yourself, coming back. Glory to God. Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah.
All right, Brother Ben.
I tell you something. I like to preach a genuine all time. Hallelujah. Hell. Bridging sin, killing the devil with himself.
Yeah, Brother Ben.
That puts men over for God. Hallelujah. I've got them for the devil.
Yeah,
that's him. Amen. I've got
them.
Great God, have mercy. And if we could see, we understood the tenth part of the goodness of God, what God offers, and what God's got in store for us, it'd be dangerous to get in the aisle, to get run over top of. Me and run to the altar.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Sure.
Oh, hallelujah. Getting everlasting life. I've heard people say, I wish I was as innocent as a baby. Well, bless God. You can get better than a baby. A baby's just innocent because it's never been exercised into sin, never rejected Christ. And you've got knowledge to reject sin.
What about that?
He was innocent, the baby, with knowledge to resist.
Knowledge to resist.
And live for God. Hallelujah. A lot of people don't. He said, if you walk in the light, as he's in the light. You have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah.
All sin.
Ain't got a bit more sin Gabriel's got.
No, not even.
Hallelujah. Washes.
Washed us.
If it don't wash from sin, don't preach it.
Don't preach it.
Glory to God.
Right. Don't preach it.
That blood of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Washes whiter than snow. Who lies? And washed us from our sins in his own blood. Hallelujah.
In his own blood.
Only that's what whoops the devil.
That's it.
That's the way me and you overcome too.
That's the way, Brother Will.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That's the way.
The saints overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm trying to preach, looks like. Glory to God. What was my text? Yeah, I think I know. Amen.
You know it.
But I'm trying to tell you something. That it's a blessing and it's wonderful and it's outstanding. Now, to be a child of God and to be washed in his blood and to be an heir of the kingdom, joint heir of Jesus, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, great God, and have a a body like his glorious body. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Think about
it. Amen.
That. Body like his glorious body.
Now, earthly speaking and worldly speaking, mm-hmm. if you ain't no further along than I am, glory to God, he'll take you 2,000 years mm-hmm. to get to be a governor or president. Hallelujah. After school, you. If you're like me, you may not be as dumb as I am. I'm preaching. Well, glory to God, the Bible said the kingdom of God's within you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Preach.
And it said the saints took the kingdom and reign forever and forever. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, God.
Yes,
yep,
sir. They took
yep,
and reign.
Amen.
Now, to reign, you've got to have some sense.
Uh-huh.
You've got to have some,
yeah, buddy.
Well, whatever.
Right to rule.
You've got to have something about you that not only protects yourself, but them.
Them.
Hallelujah. A lot of people can't protect themselves.
Can't do it.
They need somebody as a guardian over them.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right.
Lord of God, but he's going to, he's going to make us kings and priests. Hold on here.
Uh-huh.
At some time in the future, somewhere or another, he's going to make great people. He says, great people. Hallelujah. I think it's all right.
Uh-huh.
Whatever it is, maybe we don't see the light. Maybe we don't understand it.
We ain't falling out.
But what I'm talking to you about is the future kingdom.
Future kingdom.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Let it be when it is, where it is, or whenever it is, wherever it is.
Let it be.
We'll take it. And live forever.
Right, yes. That's right.
All right.
Let it be what it be. What
let's take Abraham for a few minutes.
Let's look at it.
Now, Abraham was a pauper, was he? No, sir. Bless God. Mm-hmm. He left all the airship. He left all the friends and loved ones could do for him.
Uh-huh.
He said, leave your kindred.
Leave them.
Get out of your country.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a better to give you.
Better one.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put you over among the giants,
mm-hmm.
and they won't be big enough to whoop you.
Mm-hmm.
Bless God, I'll let you confederate with some of them fellers, and you can pursue the kings and whoop them between two sons.
Mm-hmm.
And he did do it. They took a lot of prisoner.
Did do it.
Abraham took 319 men born in his home, and he went
mm-hmm.
and pursued and overtaken them and
whipped
the kings over and back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That told me that Abraham had a big family. Them 319 took a lot of fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts. And,
uh-huh.
cousins and whatever.
319.
Oh, great God, there's a company of
them.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I used to think there was maybe Abraham and Sarai and Eliezer and maybe 2-3 plowboys and mm-hmm. so forth. It would have been all that. But wait a minute, Abraham was a company.
Yeah, but
God blessed him. He blessed him with cattle and with
right.
silver. And,
right.
he said Abram was rich. Now, when God takes a notion to bless you, brother, he can bless you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The man that took the Ark of the Covenant,
mm-hmm.
David went down, and he was trying to get the Holy Ghost not on the old pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his mm-hmm. kind of type of the Holy Ghost, I think. And he put a cart like the Philistines had.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bringing a cart home on a new cart instead of the priest carrying it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this fellow, you know, he felt like he had the hip God.
Mm-hmm.
And the ox stumbled, he grabbed the ark and killed him.
Killed him.
Well, he was running to 188,000 electric volts.
Yeah, buddy.
Bernie died right there in his
right
tracks.
There.
His head before
right
he hit the ground. Hallelujah.
Right there.
Well, David said, I'm scared of it.
I'm scared of it.
I'm scared of just prepped over here. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a blessing about having God's blessing and God's smile upon you. It's such a wonderful blessing
wonderful.
That the news begins to spread every direction.
Mm-hmm.
They said that man was getting rich.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy, handfuls. These crops is growing, everything for the people to donate. They're giving to him. They're helping him. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Well, that was wonderful.
Wonderful, Brother Wilson.
Great God have mercy.
Said that you'd...
And God blesses the man. You thought Job? You'd have thought Job would have never amounted to nothing. Lost everything you had, sores all over him, scraping himself with potsherds. Bless God, his wife had backslid. His friends had turned against him. Praise God. And everything looked like a blue moon. Amen. Looked like a thing is about over. But he held on.
Held on.
He said, I know my Redeemer lives.
I know he does.
I know I'll stand.
No, he does.
Another.
Preach to me.
Hallelujah. I know my Redeemer lives.
I know he does.
I know he does. My Redeemer lives.
Yeah.
And I'll see him for myself. Yeah, that's God.
Yeah.
And the first thing you know, God began to talk to him.
Right.
Out of the whirlwind. And he told them fellas that had been accusing Job. He said, get your offering. Go down and offer it up and get my servant Job to pray for you. Hallelujah. You get that hypocrite. You're going to call him a hypocrite. You came to pray for him. Now you're sinning. Glory to God. Get down at his feet. And I'll kneel you fellas. Woo!
Yeah.
Look at this. And bless God. If he didn't have 14,000 sheep. Amen. Doubled everything.
Doubled it.
Silver and gold.
Just doubled it.
Had 10 children. Had the most beautiful girls in the world.
Most beautiful.
Lived 140 years.
How about that?
After all of that.
After all.
He wasn't drowned.
No.
He wasn't thrown away.
No way.
Amen.
No way.
Amen. Now I'm going to tell you something. As long as God's on your side, you're all right. Amen. He told Joshua. He said, you read the law and keep the law and meditate in it day and night. And don't you let a day pass. That's my way of saying it. Without reading it, meditate. And he said, you'll have good success.
Good success.
Hallelujah.
Good success.
He said, there'll never be a man stand before you.
Amen.
All them big giants, they'll get the socks beat off of them.
Think about that.
Okay. Hallelujah. I'll send hornets.
Yeah.
And drive them fellas out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'll wherever where you put your foot belongs to you.
What about that?
Hallelujah. Yeah. All of this beautiful flow of milk from the earth belongs to you.
Yes. Wherever you put
your foot. I'm your eternal God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Preach to us, Brother Wilson.
Hallelujah.
Wherever you put your foot.
Yeah. It may get on me too well as you. I may preach myself under conviction.
Go ahead. We'll pray with us.
Hallelujah.
We'll pray.
But the Bible's the Bible.
We'll pray. Yeah.
The Word of God's the Word of God.
The Word of God. It's the Word of God.
He told them Israelites, he said, if you keep my law, I'll not allow the disease of Egypt to come near your dwellings.
That's what he said.
Hallelujah.
What he said.
You won't need no blue cross or blue shield if you're living beside of an Israelite keeping the law of God.
Preach to me.
That's right.
Preach to me.
Amen.
Preach to me. I ain't got no.
If you got your blue cross and blue shield, just keep it. You might get sick. Amen. But buddy, he told me, and the Word of God's
right.
That's right.
The Bible's
right. Preach
to me.
Amen. He sent his word and healed them.
That's right. God help me.
I'm going to preach a little bit more. It's getting to be a stout, but I'm going to preach it. Hallelujah.
Lay it on me, brother.
Stout, but I'm going to preach it.
Lay it on me, brother.
They wasn't the lame one.
Wasn't the lame one.
Among. Now, do all you can for the lame, but...
Do all you can.
Glory to God, they was on that trip. They was on that journey to the promised land. And of all that 500,000, 600,000, and 100,000, over 500,000 of men besides women and children, they wasn't a lame one among them. Didn't have to lean on a staff. Bless God, there's a walking.
Not a lame one.
Not a lame one. Not a lame one.
Not a lame.
Amen. Hey, you couldn't take the hoot and cough. Praise God, you couldn't accept the flu.
No way.
Woo!
away.
If anybody don't agree with me, I don't cut them out for the fact that they're not a good Christian.
No, no.
Sometimes they can get their mind, you know, a little bit beyond.
Right.
They'd like to, if you just to give you some homemade scriptures, you know.
Homemade.
Yeah, to live by.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, they'd like me to pull my wristwatch off.
Would they?
And, hallelujah. And they said to me, they said, are you preaching holiness and living it? I knew what they meant.
Yeah.
I said, just partly. Yeah. Oh, they combed my head.
Oh, yeah.
They said, you need to live and practice holiness.
Uh-huh.
Well, now I said, my shatter ain't a healing people. Hallelujah. I know theirs wasn't either. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. All right. On the ground. Praise God. Get on down there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're going to agree with me. That's good news. Oh, you're going to agree with me. It's the best thing.
That's right.
In all the world.
That's the best thing.
Religion.
Touch my brother, Lord.
Serve him in the beauty of holiness.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Now God told the Israelites,
amen,
he said, your land flows with milk and honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass.
Right.
He said, I'm going to bless your family. Bless your children around the table. I'll bless your store. I'll bless your flock. It won't be barren. Amen. The fruit trees are blooming bare. Oh, you can hear the hum of the bees.
Hear the hum of the bees.
Bringing in the honey.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. It's a land of God's blessing
God
upon them. Hallelujah.
Yeah, the land of
amen. God. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
It's a good job.
Yeah.
Somebody said, oh, now, I've wore myself out. I've killed myself for serving God.
Uh-huh.
You get off and hide. Glory to God, kill yourself nothing.
You are.
I've been in 50-some years.
Uh-huh.
Ain't kill me.
No way.
And I won't care to have another 50 of it.
Another 50.
Hallelujah.
Right, another 50.
It's a healthy job.
It's
the most wonderful something.
Most wonderful.
In all the world. Praise God.
The most wonderful.
Yes.
Right.
The blessing of God.
Yeah, preach that.
All right. Oh, hallelujah.
Most wonderful, Reverend.
Amen.
Most wonderful.
And then the eternity. The future.
That's what it is.
That's amen. Right.
That's it.
The great capital of the universe. I kind of heard the figures. I'm not the best on figures, but I can count to 100.
All right.
I can read in the first reader. And know about all ABCs if you don't put capitals to them. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm telling you something. When he went to laying the foundation of the city of God, 1,500 miles high, wide and long, went over 200 miles into Kennedy, and then filled up the Great Lakes with cement. He bankrupted every loan company, spent all the gold in Fort Knox. He took all the United States treasures and the treasures of the world. Took the man's generation and then his offsprings and took about maybe the fourth generation. Working till they're 70 years old.
Uh-huh.
Building, laying the foundation of the city of God.
Bless him,
amen.
Laying, think about it.
Then doing that.
Uh-huh.
He either needs some dozers and shovels
uh-huh.
to doze the Rockies out of his front yard. And then to push the Blue Ridge back.
Yeah.
May God have mercy.
Yeah.
With all of that, cement don't last too long.
No, 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 it'll crumble.
200-300 years, it'll go the other way.
It'll start crumbling.
My God, that city's built out of stuff.
How about that?
They'll be there for eternity.
Oh,
yeah. It's in our foundation.
Oh.
Nothing will ever blow the roof off.
Nothing.
Glory to God. Oh, the royal city. The city of the universe. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's the most beautiful structure.
Most beautiful.
Ever known in the world.
Ever known. Ever known.
3,375,000,000 rooms, a mile square each.
Mile square.
It'd take you 11 years
uh-huh.
to go and spend an hour in each room Amen. 8 hour shift for 11 years.
How about that?
They'll just spend 1 hour.
1 hour.
Be a good place to take your wife shopping. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, the city. The city of God. Hallelujah.
Preach to me.
Fountains. Blessings. The tree of life, sir.
Yeah.
The river of life.
The river of life.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
The river of life, sir.
Amen.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you something, I get scared. Sometimes I'm afraid I might miss out.
Might miss it.
Might miss out.
Might miss it. Oh, yeah.
I check on myself.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
I check on me. See if I'm living right.
Check on myself.
See if I'm responsible.
Right. Oh, yes.
See if I'm sanctified
right.
Like I want to be.
Right, Brother Wilson.
Hallelujah. Best news ever said, ever told. Most wonderful message the world ever received. Hallelujah. Amen.
The most wonderful.
Yes, sir.
There's
more in love. There's more false. I know how to speak that. I may not be saying that right, Brother Jim. But there's more pretended loves than ever I hear tell of.
More pretended.
Amen. But I'm going to tell you real love. And you put down real love. Love is love. And
yeah.
It ain't something else. Hallelujah.
That's love.
Oh, buddy, hold on here.
That's love.
Hold on here.
That's love.
I can see the reason.
Ooh.
We ain't sprouting wings.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Reach to me.
Yes. The Bible does say to love your wife.
Right.
It's vice versa, too.
Right.
Love the husband.
Right.
Amen. Oh, love's one of the most wonderful places on the face of the earth.
Yes.
You go in a home. Oh, the wife and the husband love each other. Looks like there's a little heaven there.
Right.
It's a wonderful feeling, wonderful
yeah,
atmosphere.
Like
hallelujah.
Nothing's like it.
I went home with a brother
yeah.
in Ohio.
Like
and he was a wonderful preacher. Fine young man.
Yeah.
Great man. And he, me and him still good buddies. Still good friends.
All right.
But when I got over there, I felt the office feeling. I felt the office. Why, it seemed like he'd been a bulldozer.
Uh-huh.
Head on.
Head on.
Hallelujah. Resistance.
Yeah.
Great God have mercy. You know what'll make heaven so wonderful?
Yeah.
It's because all of that love's there.
All the love.
Amen.
All the love.
Oh, that love. All of this old.
The most wonderful story.
All of this old. Tangible, perishable. Insignificant stuff that men have will be gone.
Be gone. Yes.
Hallelujah.
It'll be gone.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you're going to love somebody else's budget like you love yours.
Uh-huh.
Hey, the reason you don't do it here now, you'd all time be in the funeral if everybody's yours like your mother to you.
Right.
You'd be in the funeral all the time.
Oh,
your brother would be dying or your mother would be dying. And
yeah.
But since that world, when it comes, no sickness and more days, no sorrow,
oh,
more sorrow.
No, dear.
There is a part, man.
More dead.
And we are resurrected over to God in his likeness.
Likeness.
And got the mind of Christ. What's the reason we won't love one another?
What's the reason?
What in the world would keep you from it? Please tell me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
City of God.
City of God.
Lay your money on the gatepost. Laying there a million years, nobody wasn't bothered.
No.
Hallelujah.
No way.
Yes, sir.
No way.
Now you like to be loved.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell me you don't.
Everybody.
Amen.
Everybody.
You like to be loved with a godly love, reverence.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
You're preaching right.
And that's the way we order. make over one another.
We
are heaven.
Oh, God, we ought to.
We're being prepared to live on and on. Endless ages of eternity. Hallelujah.
Endless ages.
Glory to God.
Uh-huh.
Boy, we fix a hump out of these shoulders.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God.
Uh-huh.
Now I won't have to look at this mug that I've been looking at for 80 years. Praise God, I'll be enlightened.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Won't have to wear no glasses.
No, no.
Hallelujah.
No, no.
When I got 80,
uh-huh.
They took me down and gave me around, buddy.
They did, didn't they?
And restricted me.
What about that?
The daylight driving.
Daylight
restricted me. I guess that's coming to me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
All right, all right.
But boy, I'll have eagle's eye then.
Yeah, baby.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'll be as pretty as a doll.
How about that?
You will, too. Everybody will.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Amen.
God,
is that good news or not? Is that good news? Well, bless God, I can prove that this foot's pretty.
Yes, sir, buddy.
Hey, by the Bible. You know the Bible's
right. The Bible's right.
How beautiful is the feet of them that brings the glad tidings of the gospel of peace to the souls of men. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Bless my brother.
Oh, glory. I don't know how. It'd be so wonderful. Somebody said, what are you going to be? Well, that's one thing he kept from us. It does not yet appear what we shall be.
Yeah.
But we shall be like him. We shall see him as he is.
Doesn't
hallelujah.
Appear what we shall be.
Somebody said, why don't somebody just reach over and drive it one minute? Why don't you put the ocean in a teacup? I know the reason you don't. It's too big a job for you. Hallelujah. Somebody said that God didn't know everything. Well, maybe the Lord could ask them and find out something. Hallelujah. Great God, these nitwits. Trying to measure God Almighty.
Yeah, trying to measure.
That great eternal God, that omniscient mind, that omnipresent God, omnipotent hand of God.
Reach to me, brother.
Amen. All powerful hand of God. Hallelujah. A terrible God. And a mighty God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord of God. Amen. I'm still like this preaching business. I like that. I like what we're going to receive.
Right.
Well, glory to God. Tell him runs away here. Amen. How many thinks you can make it?
Oh, yeah.
How many thinks?
Yeah, we can make it.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not going to embarrass you. They'll put you on the spot. They'll get you in a trap. But how many of us are doing our best? Don't raise your hand. But think. You are doing your best. You're living in the end time.
It is.
The newspaper's almost like the Bible.
Almost.
Like the book of Revelation, like the book of Daniel.
It's
all that trouble and everything.
It's
how many of us as good as we ever was?
How many?
And you've got as much confidence in yourself as you ever had. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, you're nosy, I know it.
How many?
Amen. I know I'm nosy.
Right.
Great God.
Preach to me.
But we need to recapture it. We
Lord,
need to,
we do.
If we're not as good as we used to be,
uh-huh.
Don't shout as much as we one time did.
We don't.
Hallelujah.
If we
do. Somebody said, more important things than shout.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's do whatever it takes to do so we can shout.
Yeah.
If there's anything that I need to do, give us a little more shout, let me do it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Let's do it.
Somebody said when I shouted, I don't know what I'm doing. Bless God, I do. I know what I'm doing. No blessing out, but I didn't know what else I'm doing.
All right.
Praise God.
Oh, yes.
I know what I'm doing.
Wonderful. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Right. You get out and get on these baseball games. And they'll holler till they're hoarse and run. And glory to God. These football, what do they call them? Get skinned up. Sometimes get your back about broke.
Broken bones.
Hallelujah.
It's cracked.
You won't get broke seeking God.
No, no.
And doing right.
No,
amen.
Amen. And that is Somebody said, oh, they get a lot out of it. Well, I don't know too much about it, but I know about this.
Right.
If they're cutting their big shine, let me cut a little shine, too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Right.
And I'm a-drinking at the fountain.
Well,
cut everlasting life. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they're very fond and they're very clever to tell you that they are related to some of their blue blood. Powerful men of honor.
Right.
Popularity.
That's in your family.
Well, we've got the biggest popularity, bless God, ever was.
Uh-huh.
Richest firm ever was known, lasted the longest.
Richest firm.
Everything's gone and this remains.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
About that. The richest.
We're serving one. He never did. Never went to an altar.
Never.
Didn't need to go. He outlived the law. He's bigger than the law.
Right.
Glory to God.
Right.
You can put the weight of the world on him. He'd go through Gethsemane.
Gethsemane.
Climb Golgotha's hill.
Right.
Amen. Let death swallow him. He'll pull the sting out of it.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Let him go down to hell to preach and he'll bring the keys back with him.
Right.
Bring his victorious. Hallelujah.
Victorious.
Amen. Deliver us and set us free.
Right.
He's louder than sound.
Uh-huh.
I know there's a lot of big explosions and big rackets and all of that.
Uh-huh.
But he's louder than any thunder you ever heard.
Right.
Faster, glory to God, than all the speeding stars. That speeds in outer space. He's already there.
Job said the stars are
speeding. Amen. The forehead gets forehead arise on the scene. He's better than good, older than age.
Yeah, how about that?
Greater than great.
Greater than great.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Sweeter than the honey in the comb.
Sweeter than the honey in the comb.
Oh, yes. Rose of Sharon.
That's him.
Lays on the poorest man's casket.
Lays on it.
Grows in the poorest man's yard.
Right.
Took Lazarus to heaven.
Took it.
Hallelujah. Sent a special convoy of angels. And said, bring Lazarus home.
Bring him home.
Hallelujah. Bring him home.
Bring him home.
Oh, hallelujah. Bring oh, hallelujah. Home. I said, hallelujah.
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 Oh,
the Lamb.
Bring him home, he said.
Glory to God. Amen.
Bring him home.
Well, no, I ain't got time to preach on the saddest story ever told, but if I feel like it, I'll preach on it later. Amen. It's a sad news. This is wonderful news.
Wonderful news.
Amen. It tells me how I can be protected.
How?
And I've kind of got a hint that when you get 80 years old, most of us behind you.
Most of us behind
Amen.
You.
Amen. And I'm kind of suspicious that that's it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Suspicion right.
God bless your good heart.
Suspicion right.
Amen. I wouldn't hurt you for a button.
No.
Three eggs and a postcard. I wouldn't do it.
No.
No, sir. That old-time religion. Is what we're needing now.
Amen.
Deep.
That's it, old-time religion.
Overflowing.
Help my brother-in-law.
Amen. Overflowing.
Help my own brother.
With the blessing of God.
Bless Amen. My own brother.
Oh, hallelujah.
God, give
That's
us
good. How many believes that God will wash you white as snow?
Right.
Yes, he will. How many believes that God will heal today?
Right.
Oh, he certainly will.
Right.
He'll heal today.
He'll do it.
Hallelujah.
He'll do it.
Men are being healed of cancer.
Right.
Men or women are being healed of cancer.
Yes, sir.
They're not getting all of them through, but they, some of them are getting through.
Some of them are being healed.
Some of them are delivered. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right. Some of them are.
Well, bless my soul.
Some of them are.
Have I acted all right?
All right. Okay.
Praise the Lord. I'm an old man, you'll have to tell me.
Yes,
Lord of God. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Bless your good heart. I'm preaching to people. This trip, but I'll never see no more.
Never seen no more.
I'll possibly never make a trip back my age. Somebody else happened to do the driving. I drove over to Brother Dexter's from home.
Yeah.
And some of you I'll never see again on this side.
Tell us.
But I'm in for the race.
Tell us. Oh, bless Brother Wilson.
And let's go on.
Right.
I want to say this.
Right.
If I had to do over.
Yeah.
I'd preach harder for souls.
Preach harder.
I'd try to be better to my fellow man.
Surely.
I'd try to be better to the preacher.
Surely.
I'd love on them more.
Surely.
Great God, have mercy.
Yeah, love on them better.
Live at the foot of the cross, brethren.
Yeah.
Live at the foot of the cross.
Yeah.
If there's anybody on earth that you've got our good thing on earth against them.
Forget.
Take the slate down and wipe it off.
Wipe it off. Wipe it off.
Speak forever.
Wipe it off.
Amen.
Wipe it off.
God help us. Bless your heart.
Wipe it off.
Oh, hallelujah.
Wipe it off.
I said hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Time's
counting down.
I believe it.
It's counting out.
I believe it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I've been trying to preach, if my figures is right and correct, I've been trying to preach better than 50 years. I started out to preach.
All right.
I had a pair of rawhide shoes on, not old corny. There's a mud fence. Had two pairs of pants, among them was overhaul pants and about three shirts.
Three shirts.
A zeal big as a mule.
Zeal big as a mule.
And they tried to keep me from preaching.
Yeah.
But they as well to talk to a log.
Yeah.
A stump.
Yeah.
They didn't think I could make it. I've made it, glory to God, I've made it.